Okay, so we have a question we're asking in this segment on the Colleen and Bradley Show, MyTalk 1071, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com, Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Well, hello there.
The question is, what is your least favorite household chore? And I want to tell you in a minute why that we're asking that question, but please give us a call at 651-641-1071 to weigh in on what your least favorite household chore is. But before we get there, I just wanted to thank our wonderful listeners. We have some like fantastic researchers out there in the world.
Yeah.
Because during the blind item segment, we were talking about who the actual maker could be of the tequila brand that Kendall Jenner has just released that they are saying is like a little boutique mom and pop type thing.
Yep.
And Panda did some fancy finger work for us and came up with, how would you say that? Cuesta Mesa Silver Tequila, which is also made in Jalisco, Mexico. Okay. So that is an option.
That's an option. But I want to tell you that I'm, and I've in the break been digging through this, and I've happened upon something called Canna Soda, which is a company that was created, a trademark that was created in Los Angeles, that is the one that made the entry for 818's entry into the like world tequila contest. So now I'm trying to figure out who registered this Canna Soda, and something tells me K, like it's the letter K.
Right.
Ampersand soda.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, somebody just created this trademark. I wonder why.
Yeah, nice try. So, we were born at night.
And it's a house in California. So now I'm trying to figure out who owns that house. Anyway,
okay, so we're working on
we're working on it. Okay, thanks, also, kids. You can play the home game.
And we are going to get to the question, which is, what is your least favorite household chore? But I want to also give some props to other listeners who've been doing the fancy finger work for us today. We got another tweet from Love is the Law, who said the interesting thing about the John Lennon blind item is that it's rumored that Yoko Ono moved her boyfriend in the day after John's assassination. So if you missed the blind items today, go back and listen to that on the podcast, because that was a pretty hot blind item that Bradley shared. Also, and finally, we did get an email from Tony, a listener, who said, of Gerard Depardieu, you were correct, Bradley. Depardieu was in the French movie Cyrano de Bergerac years ago.
Oh.
He is a big eater. He can eat three main courses at lunch quite often, apparently with a few bottles of wine. It's not a big surprise here in France that he was accused. Oh, Tony, you're listening to us from France.
Merci.
Bonjour. He has been known to be a bit crude and liked to develop that image, yet also literary, but lately kind of a glutton.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Thank you, Tony.
But thank you, Tony.
So you guys are awesome. You all are coming through.
Merci beaucoup.
Now, let's see if you're coming through on our question. What is your least favorite household chore? 651-641-1071. Grant, go ahead and interrupt us whenever you get a call, okay?
We do have one call
perfect.
Right now.
Let's take it.
You want to talk to Mary?
Yes. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Mary, what's your least favorite household chore?
I didn't even have to think about it. Two words for you. Cat boxes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
I love my kitty cats.
I do,
but
too.
They say you've got to have, you know, number of cats
plus one.
So I had four cats for a while. I'm down to three. So imagine a cat box duty in this house.
Oh, for sure. Can I give you a quick hot tip?
Yes.
We use a wonderful system at our house called Kitty Sift, and it is a sifting system, and then they deliver new boxes to you monthly. And so we sift through.
And your cats use it?
They love it.
Oh,
yes, it's fantastic. And we just, and the kids each take a box, because we have two cats, three boxes. The kids each have to take a box on Saturdays. That's, you know, that's litter day. And then we go through week by week, and then we get a new one at the fourth week. So we just start over. It's fantastic.
Nice.
Yes. Look it up.
Nice.
Kitty
Sift. I don't need kids. They're in their 20s, so.
Well, have them come over and do the cat boxes.
Exactly.
Thank you, Mary, for your call.
Thanks, Mary.
All right,
I'm with you, though.
Okay.
That is nobody's favorite chore. Well, the reason I'm asking what your least favorite chore is is because of this story about a woman in China who took her ex-husband to court to demand for compensation for all of the housework she did while they were together because he was a slob and he never helped around the house.
Oh.
But here's the best part. She won. So she was then awarded $7,700 in housework compensation plus $300 per month in support, spousal support, ex-spousal support. Isn't that amazing?
That's kind of amazing.
I was like, okay, what? Like, there are some chores around the house that I do not like, but I would do if
somebody would pay me. What's your least favorite?
My least favorite is toilet duty. Okay, yeah, wait, I mean, that wasn't what I meant to say.
Duties. Jill could agree with you if you want to talk to Jill.
Yeah, yes, please. Jill. Hello, Jill. Jill, toilets are the worst, right? Toilets are the worst.
The worst. I agree with you 100%. And I had, when my kids were little, two boys.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrible. I would glove up and
Yeah, there are three boy people in my house, a man and two boys. And I want to ask them, like, didn't you get enough target practice with your Nerf guns? Say. Why is this so hard?
Exactly.
Oh, that's Jill, I'm with you. Thank you.
I'm with you. Yep.
And that's why there's nothing wrong if you're a man to sit down and pee. It just makes it a lot cleaner situation.
You know, there was a time where I mandated that for my younger boys. And then they were like, Mom, this is so ridiculous. I'm like, no. Keep it in the potty. Keep it in the potty.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Listen, we have those Clorox, the Clorox wand with like the disposable. They're like one use. Uh-huh. Those sit next to all my toilets. And everybody has been instructed to use those often.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
smart.
Clean up after yourself.
Yeah.
I do not need to be the person who cleans up after everybody's excrement.
Oh,
thank you.
That's for sure.
We've got Molly, who's in the same boat as you guys. She has something too. Molly, how you doing?
Hi, awesome. Molly.
Hi, Molly.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Molly, what's your least favorite?
Well, I mean, I was going to say bathrooms in general because I live with all boys, but I'm also going to add the mudroom. During the winter, during the summer, it doesn't matter. With dirty shoes all the snow stuff, it drives me crazy.
Well, and yes, and you've got... I'll just say it. You've got particularly muddy boys.
I have very muddy
and
boys.
And two dogs.
And two dogs. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Bye, Molly. We'll talk to you later. That was my friend Molly.
Oh, hi, Molly.
She has triplets and two dogs and a husband.
That's a lot. It's a lot to deal with.
It's a lot to clean up after. I do ask her a lot. Oh, check this out. I'm going to just talk about her because she's not here now. They have, at their house, they have like nail clipping day.
What?
Oh. Well, because with kids, you have to, like, clip the nails.
Oh, okay.
Like, and when she said this to me, I almost, like, I was like, oh, my gosh, I never have thought of it like that.
It's organized.
Well, it's 60 nails.
I know, and it's clean, and it's
so you don't have nails all over the house all the time? Yeah.
Yeah, but still, like, that's a lot of nails to clip.
Yeah.
And then I realized I've done that before, but I just never counted how many I was clipping.
A lot of nails.
Yes, it's so many nails. All right, when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, let's get the Gooper Scoopers back together.
Let's do it!
Okay, we're gonna, after this, on My Talk 107.1. Oh, man, we gotta talk about Gwyneth again. I think we're going on 3 days in a row of Gooper Scoopers on the Colleen and Bradley show. My Talk 1071, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Oh, hello.
And whenever we talk about Gwyneth Paltrow, I'm sorry I didn't give you a heads up on this, Grant, but do you know where it is?
Yeah, we're good to go.
Oh, let's good. Hear. Let's do the Gooper Scoopers.
Here come the Gooper Scoopers. They are gonna find you stuff that's dumb on Goop.
Goopa Scoopa, Goopa Scoopa.
That's just what they do.
Goopa Scoopa, Goopa Scoopa.
There's always stupid stuff on Goop.
You are
You're
such a nerd.
Up to, oh, yeah, I'm a nerd.
I mean, I am too. Just in that moment, it was.
Oh, I know. Why are we scooping Goop today?
Okay, so remember the other day? I think it was actually on Tuesday or Monday, you brought that story about how she was talking about
It's Thursday. Can you believe it?
I know, right? Yeah. Just time flies.
I think we've had
fun.
Two Goop stories this week. You brought one, I brought
one. Yeah, and this is the third one. So this one is in reference to the one you brought, which was the story about how she managed her COVID because she's a long hauler.
I had COVID early on.
Yeah, so like it all
I'm
kind
an
of,
early adopter.
It all exactly. She wants you to know she was one of the first. But not only was she one of the first, she was one of the worst because she is what they call a long hauler, according to herself. But don't worry about it because, you guys, she went to see a functional medicine doctor who...
Will Cole.
Yep, who... Stick a pin in that, who suggested that she take care of her long hauler COVID syndrome by fasting and taking regular infrared saunas and eating a lot of kimchi. She said that she also was on a keto and plant-based diet, and that was all that helped her through this. Well, guess what? Mm. And this is what I love, is England's National Health Service... Mm-hmm. is not having it.
Okay.
Like, Professor Stephen Powys, who's the National Medical Director of England's National Health Service, came out and was like, y'all, no, she's wrong. Don't listen to Gwyneth. He said, in the last few days, I see Gwyneth Paltrow is unfortunately suffering from the effects of COVID. We wish her well, but some of the solutions she's recommending are really not the solutions we'd recommend in the NHS. We need to take long COVID seriously and apply serious science. All influencers who use social media have a duty of responsibility and a duty of care around that. Mm-hmm. Like the virus, and this is where I love it. I'm like, gosh, I hope she's sitting down for this. Like the virus, misinformation carries across borders and it mutates and it evolves. So I think YouTube and other social media platforms have a real responsibility and opportunity here. So he's basically like, shame on you, which is kind of what we were saying. So he's on our side.
Yeah, no, he's being
smart.
Science.
Sciency.
Based.
Yeah, because he's a scientist.
Yeah.
Dr. Will Cole, who, by the way, has his own name on a Google search, so he will no doubt know that we're talking about him.
Yeah, if we put it in the notes.
Yep. He is not a sciencey scientist.
He's not a medicine doctor.
A medical doctor.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He is a... he has other qualifications mm-hmm. and a doctorate, which allows him to use the title doctor. Mm-hmm. But he, if you think, for example, like Dr. Oz... Mm-hmm. is a medical doctor. He is not. And not that that necessarily guarantees you, you know, medical doctors can make bogus claims as well. So mm-hmm. it's important to not make this about personalities unless it's Gwyneth Paltrow.
Right. In which case then
Gwyneth
let's
Paltrow
do that.
needs to be stopped. Here's why. To your point, like this is the thing that's frustrating. There's some really good stuff out there about how, like, because I hate how this creates a black and white situation when it comes to, quote, naturopathy or whatever mm-hmm. you want to call that, like, mm-hmm. stuff that she is often touting. You know, like thought stuff and meditation stuff
and
healthy eating stuff. And yeah, there's like the blatant sticker crap that like is just fundamentally that's, well, I shouldn't even say crap. That's ooey wooey. Mm-hmm. But even past ooey wooey, there is some stuff that science may show actually is beneficial.
Sure.
So, you know, like they threw in the diet with the kimchi thing. I'm not going to bore you, but there was like this piece of science, this study about fermentation that people were like, there's something here we need to look at. I don't know what it is. If it turns out that there's any actual science benefiting some, quote, alternative therapies or alternative ways to make yourself, quote, healthier, I realize this is all loaded conversation. My point is, if there's actual science behind anything she's touting, she's doing herself a disservice by putting it out there before the science has been done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? So
mm-hmm.
that if the science later comes true, people are like, oh, that's all, you know, that's all Gwyneth Paltrow crap.
Right.
I'm not
gonna
believe.
Then they discount it.
So then they discount everything.
Right.
And it's not to say that a lot of what she's talking about has been discounted by science, jade eggs, et cetera, et cetera. The list is long. But there could actually be some therapeutical stuff that, or therapeutic, I think is the word, stuff
therapeutical.
That, therapeuticals, she could get some therapeuticals up in here, that might actually have some scientific benefit that will then not, and also, I mean, here's the better example. you wonder why people don't want to get a vaccine.
Right.
It's because you have all this disinformation mm-hmm. or all this, like, you know, I think this is a good idea that's not based in science, so people can't trust what's coming out. Mm-hmm. It creates a cycle of distrust, and that's what's unfortunate.
Right.
It's not that everything that comes out of her mouth, because what she'll say is, well, actually, this one thing I talked about is based in science. Well, yeah, but you're also throwing in all this other stuff that that while sounds good, hasn't actually been proven. And until it's been proven, you just are talking nonsense.
It's like when you go to a birthday party and you get like the favor bag and there's like one good thing in there and the rest is crap.
Wow.
And the one
you
good thing is
like...
You
have held on to that for a while.
I'm just saying. But here's the thing I wanted to share this with you too, because I think it's just fun. Let's go back in time to a time. It was the year 2014. When Martha Stewart threw some serious shade at Gwyneth Paltrow. And I just want to remember that Martha Stewart is the OG of shade throwing. Like, we don't give her the credit she is due.
Yeah.
For, like, being so blunt and blatant. And what she said in a Harper's Bazaar magazine or article. She did this in Porter magazine. She was asked about Gwyneth Paltrow and she said she just needs to be quiet.
Oh.
If she were confident in her acting, she wouldn't be trying to be Martha Stewart.
Ooh.
I know, right? Wow. It's so shady and I love it so much.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow, Martha Stewart, they're playing for the same audience.
They totally
and so
are.
Martha Stewart is very much trying to like go bing.
But here's the thing. Okay, but here's where like my money's on Martha Stewart in this race, because Martha Stewart doesn't try to give you fake science to go
well,
with
yeah,
her stuff.
Martha Stewart is doing the lifestyle thing, yeah. which is what Gwyneth is doing, but Gwyneth, because there are a lot of very, very wealthy businesses behind her
yeah.
who make money on peddling this kind of stuff, she, you know, has entered a whole new territory.
Yes. Martha went on to say of Gwyneth Paltrow, I haven't eaten at Gwyneth's house. I've never seen how she lives. But if she's authentic, all the better. I mean, I certainly hope she is. She wants to be a lifestyle arbiter. Fine, good. I think I started this whole category of lifestyle.
And she kind of did.
She totally did. Also, Gwyneth did a cheap imitation of that by saying she invented yoga and mask wearing.
Yeah. Nice so, try, Gwyneth.
Yeah. My money's on Martha Stewart at all times. Thank you. All right. When we come back on the Colleen
Except
and Bradley
when she's
show,
like, you know.
What?
Breaking the law.
We don't need to talk about that. celebs behaving badly. We'll tell you about them after this on My
D-bags!
Talk 107.1.
Ooh, is it sunny out right now, Grant?
Tropical tomorrow.
It is sunny out. Yes, guys.
Oh, man.
It's beautiful.
Good. We'll just imagine what that sunshine feels like on your
that
skin.
Way until 3.
I've got a nice, beautiful look of the sun beaming off the side of a wall.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
It's nice.
What
yeah.
a view. What a view on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. We want to give you a verbal view of some celebs behaving badly. We call them
D-bags.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
Sorry, I just wanted to live in the moment since Grant said there was sunshine.
Suddenly, okay, wait, feel the beach. If I'm in paradise, I'm for
sure. That is a weird lyric to start with.
Nibbling on sponge cake.
Okay, my D-bag today is not Margaritaville.
Although
that would be Holly's D-bag because Grant, she hates that song. So
I
we
do
have to play it
that.
When she's not here.
Yeah.
Okay, my D-bag today is the Daily Mail.
Oh, yeah, they're a frequent flyer.
Boom. I don't have that, so I'll just do this. Oh,
that actually,
Grant did it.
Oh, I was going to say you actually
I was
did.
Like, wow, I have magic powers.
Ta-da.
That's happening. I don't know why, so I'm just going to stop pressing buttons now and tell you why the Daily Mail is my D-bag for the day. And you know what, you guys? This is rare. I'm coming to the defense of one Kim Kardashian.
What?
Exclusive. Kim Kardashian goes without her wedding ring once again during first night out as a single woman after filing for divorce from Kanye West as she sizzles in a skin-tight neon dress.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. You know what? I want you to do this whole dance you're about to do, and then I'm going to go ahead and tell you why she is a D-bag, but go on.
You can't do that to me.
Yes, I can.
No, you tell me why you think she's a D-bag, and then I will have my moment.
Well, because
thank
there's
you.
An accompanying video with this.
Yeah.
Of, I don't know where they are. Like, some, they're probably at Nobu or something, some restaurant. And she's, like, within a foot.
Oh, well, nobody's wearing a mask.
Of her gal pals. Nobody's wearing a mask. Yeah.
And but
somebody
some
walks
random guy
through
walking
the frame wearing a face shield and a mask.
Okay, so we're not focused on her
okay,
right
fine,
now.
Fine,
we're focused on the media's coverage. And the Daily Mail is not singular in this regard. This is something I've now seen multiple times, wherein Kim's body is an expression of her singleness now. Her sex appeal as a female is now valuable. I'm not saying they didn't talk about it before, but I'm saying it's used as a way to talk about her in a divorce, right? It's not her.
Yeah.
She does her own things with her body, and she gets to do that because she's a grown-up woman. But thank you, Daily Mail. Kim Kardashian going out in her as she's sizzling in her skin-tight neon dress. She don't need that from you. Thank you.
Truth.
Yeah. And if she was like a frump-a-dump, which, I don't know, some people might think she's frumpy.
I just don't ever think I've ever seen her looking like a frump-a-dump.
Yeah, well, because she, that what I mean, her job is to
not look
not
like a frump-a-dump.
Look like a frump-a-dump. But some
my
people,
job, on the other hand.
I'm like, welcome to our world.
Frump-a-dump.
If you could see us.
If you could
we
see
look
us
like, you know,
now.
If you ever pull up a rock.
Yeah, yeah, and get underneath that thing.
Start scrambling. Mm-hmm. That's what we look like. Mm-hmm. Yep.
The truth.
Ah, light. Anyway, she's just a sexy mom. That's all Kim Kardashian is at this point.
Yeah.
Sexy Kim. And while I understand it's easy to do that, I do feel like in 2021, I feel like you can do better. I mean, there are a lot of other things to like frame her as.
Yeah.
You know, like conniving charlatan.
Yeah.
Successful businesswoman.
Sure.
Mom,
right? Mm-hmm.
But like, oh, now that she's single, she's flash. She looks like that every day of her life, regardless of whether or not Kanye West is in her life. Also,
that is baseline for her, right?
Please look. Now that we're going to objectify her, please look at her ankles. Please look at her shoes as they are tied to her feet.
Yeah, they look a little snug.
That looks a little tight and painful.
Yeah, it doesn't look comfortable at
not
all.
Not at all.
No.
Right? Like, I feel like that's going to leave a mark.
Here's the thing. This is what I've learned about the Kardashians. They don't care about, they're not about comfortable.
Oh.
At all.
Well, I mean, Kim Kardashian is wearing a corset.
Yeah.
She is deforming her body in order to look a certain way. So it should come as no surprise. I just didn't know that her ankles looked like they were trying to escape.
Yeah, it doesn't
because they're being
it doesn't look comfortable.
Tortured by this, I don't even know what you call those wrappity up things.
I don't know what they're called either.
Wrappity up things. Also, if you catch her, again, we're just being superficial because I think that's what we're supposed to do. The photo with that catches the amount of contouring on her face.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I seriously was just studying that because I was like, how do you do that? Can I?
Because in the right lighting, looks amazing. In the wrong lighting, that's wow.
Yeah. Can I draw your attention to something else that you did not talk about in this article?
But of course.
Can you scroll down to when Courtney arrives to the girls' night out with, I'm not even going to go to Courtney, like, whatever, that girl, she's feeling herself. But scroll down even more.
With her friend?
To Jonathan Chabon.
Oh.
Okay.
Also, Courtney... Can we just, Courtney?
Well, she's looking like Kim in those pictures.
I shouldn't talk about how she looks because I just talked to the, the media talking about how the lady looks.
But I want to talk about how Jonathan Chabon looks because this isn't like all the women are dressed to the nines, like contoured within an inch of their lives. And he's wearing a sweatsuit.
It looks like the kind of outfit you go running, like, in COVID times, so that you don't get, like, hit by a car.
But then his pants
are torn.
Strategic tears in them, but they're not jeans. They're, like, sweatpants. And he's wearing some kind of strange orthopedic shoe. And also, one of his... I mean, he just looks a mess. He looks a mess.
They're all touching each other.
Well, I mean, that's how we started this thing. Like, there's no concern.
She's close talking to her friend in the ear. Yep. You see that? Yep. She's like got her mouth on that woman's ear.
I don't know what that feels like anymore.
Do you think they all have the vaccine already?
Oh, for sure. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Kris Jenner spent like a million. What, I'm going to start a rumor right now.
Okay.
She spent like a million, maybe 1.5 million to get a bunch of doses. And they had a vaccine party at the Kardashian compound so that they could all hang out together fully. 100% that happened.
They I keep going back and forth between that and then they just don't care because I feel like they have been doing this from day one.
Okay, but and also, they have been doing this since day one. They were getting tested like every ding dang day. I draw your attention to her birthday party.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, though, because I read an article about this, like probably right as they started to release the vaccine here. I read an article and it was in the Hollywood Reporter. It was a legit article about how celebrities were bribing doctors.
Oh, sure.
To get the vaccine so that they like on the down low so that they could get vaccinated and get on with their lives. And there were people on the inside that were talking about the bribes that were taking place and how they were going through and that it was like the Hunger Games out there.
Yeah. I mean, I totally believe it. I 100% believe that Hollywood is full of people who have been fully vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, I think the Tom Hanks of the world, like, they did their duty. And, I mean, Tom Hanks had the thing.
Right.
But I think there are a lot of celebrities who, given the opportunity, and not just celebrities.
Right.
There's probably people in our own backyard.
Meanwhile, I'm on a Facebook page called the Vaccine Hunters because people are anxiously trying to get their 70-year-old parents in to get the vaccine.
Yeah.
And within 5 minutes, when appointments open up, they're as good as swiped
up. I think the way that people have entered this phase is that it's every person for themselves.
Oh, it's the Hunger Games, 100%.
And that is sad. But when it comes to celebrities, it should come as no surprise. Now, I imagine if you ask them, they'd be like, oh, absolutely not. But when you see photos like this where I don't know, I still have a hard time going, wait a minute, what's changed?
Right.
Why are these people? I mean, I get like if you're comfortable doing certain things, great, go for it. Everybody's got their boundaries. But it does make you wonder if the reason they feel so comfortable is because they've already had access to a vaccine.
Uh-huh. Them and everybody they care about.
Yeah.
Would you like to know who my D-bag is?
Oh, God. Yeah, I forgot we were doing D-bags.
Well,
I thought we were just going after the Kardashians, per usual. Who's your D-bag?
Jamie Spears.
Oh, what's going on with Ms. Spears?
Mister.
Jamie Spears, not Jamie Lynn Spears.
No, the father of Britney Spears, Jamie Spears, who is her conservator.
Dad.
And her father. he's my D-bag, but actually kind of maybe his lawyer is a little bit my D-bag because apparently the lawyer is speaking out on behalf of Jamie in the aftermath of the Framing Britney Spears documentary from the New York Times that we watched and had a lot of thoughts of.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on GMA, the lawyer, Vivian Thoreen, for Jamie Spears, said the following. I understand that every story wants to have a villain, but people have it so wrong here. This is a story about a fiercely loyal, loving, and dedicated father who rescued his daughter from a life-threatening situation. People were harming her and they were exploiting her. But then this lawyer goes on to say, shoot, and now they moved the quote because it was all part of that quote. He's collaborated with her to regain custody of her children. He's brought her finances back from disaster. And here's where this is where it gets D-baggy. And he's created a safe environment for her to live her life the way she wants, away from the media. Anyone? Created a safe environment for her to live her life the way she wants, away from the media?
What?
Is she away from the media? Anyone?
I don't think so.
No. Every time she goes out.
Well, yeah. I mean, she's photographed for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's constantly posting on Instagram, which then gets picked up by the media.
He's just acting like he's doing her a solid. But the point is, she's a grown woman.
Yeah.
So she doesn't need him to do that. Thank you. I mean, like, he could take over anybody's life and be like, I'm doing a good thing for them. Well, can they do it for themselves? Mm-hmm. That's the question.
Mm-hmm.
It's even less important what he's capable of or not capable of. It's what is she capable of? Please and thank you.
Apparently, the lawyer also said on Good Morning America, anytime Britney wants to end her conservatorship, she can just ask her lawyer to file a petition.
Yeah, it's not that easy.
To terminate it. She's always had this right, but she's just never exercised it. Britney knows her daddy loves her and that he will be there for her whenever and if she needs him.
Then why is she on Good Morning America having to speak for Jamie Spears?
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show. Speaking of the Spears family, I want to actually turn our attention to Jamie Lynn Spears and a story that happened right under our nose that we did not see happen that I believe gives us a cautionary tale about what we will and won't believe in the tabloids. We'll talk about it after this on My Talk 107.1. Okay, so a story occurred right under our very noses, and we didn't even pay attention to it as it was unfolding. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at mytalk1071.com and on the My Talk app. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Yep, that's my name.
And I will not wear it out, okay? So apparently, on February 11th, there was a Free Britney rally that took place on Zoom. Don't even get me started about...
That does not sound like a good use of my time.
Right? I mean, my thought is that, like, a rally was a demonstration.
I mean, I want her to be free, but come on.
Yeah, like, no. Anyway, it was on Zoom. It was a rally on Zoom on February 11th, and what ended up catching people's attention is that there were two people present in this Zoom rally. And one of them was Jamie Lynn Spears. And the other one was Britney's former business manager, Lou Taylor.
What?
Yes. Both of them showed up only.
Intimidate the crowd?
Because it was Zoom. They didn't have their cameras on. And they just showed up with their names. Are you doing math right now, Bradley?
Okay, come on now.
Okay, but hit the pause button, right? Because you are a skeptic. I am a skeptic.
I mean, anybody can put any name in there they want.
The first thing I think is that was not them, especially if their camera wasn't on.
I want to be secret, but I'm just going to hide in here in the corner, but I'm going to put my real name down.
Exactly. So, but what makes this like obnoxious is that Page Six and a couple other outlets ran with the story using a screenshot of the Zoom room that showed a stock picture of Jamie Lynn Spears in one of the squares and the name Jamie Lynn Spears underneath it.
Okay.
So when Page Six runs with something, what happens? Other outlets do the report of the report.
And we probably would have talked about it.
For sure. But I'll be honest, I saw that article a couple days ago and I clicked on it to read it. And I was like, well, this is news. How did we miss this? And then I looked at the picture and I thought, well, this is dumb. That's not really her. Any whoozy whatsy. Sure as you know what, Jamie Lynn Spears saw these articles and came out to say, y'all, that was not me.
Was it what? Who did that song?
She said,
it wasn't me.
It wasn't me. Shaggy. That was Shaggy.
It wasn't me.
A few media outlets ran a false story about me attending a virtual rally yesterday. In fact, someone represented themselves as me without my knowledge. I love my sister very much, but I was not aware of a rally, nor was I in attendance for a virtual rally. Jamie Lynn Spears.
I just want to know if people in the rally were like, oh my God, you guys, Jamie's here. Or, you know what I mean? Like,
right?
Because then doesn't that just mean, like, the next time there's one of these rallies, people are going to be like, I'm going to put Jamie Spears on this thing.
So, you know what's really funny is when I was in junior high school, there was somebody who we went to school with who told us all that she was very good friends with members of a little band called the New Kids on the Block.
I feel like every child had a friend or was this friend.
Right. And we were like, okay, all right, so you're friends with New Kids on the Block. Prove it. And so she had somebody call us and pretend that they were. Mm-hmm. And then it went so far that somebody in my friend group thought they were actually a couple with the member of New Kids on the Block.
This sounds very familiar.
Right? I mean, this happened everywhere.
Yeah.
But this is my point, is that this is the 2021 version of that.
Do you know what I would do?
What?
I would just take, like, a magazine cutout mm-hmm. of Jamie Lynn Spears, cut the mouth out, because I used to right. love to do that as yeah. a kid,
and
then put my lips through it, and then go on camera and be like, hey, guys, yeah. it's me, Jamie Lynn Spears.
You would totally fool them.
I am holding Britney hostage, and...
My point is that this is, like, the 2021 version of this, and yeah. here we have people who have fell for this.
I mean...
But they did, because Page Six... Oh, ran with
God.
The dumb
Page
story.
Six, do better.
Now here's where I want you to do the actual math.
I didn't know there was going to be math.
Well, get ready to carry a all one. Right. Because what was framing Britney Spears all about?
Britney Spears being framed?
No. By the media.
The media.
The narrative that the media pushes. And here we have the media, the tabloid media, pushing a dumb narrative without, like, doing their due diligence or
it's
actually
almost
like
they haven't learned.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's the point, is that it's a vicious cycle and we're still in it. And if you think Jamie Lynn Spears is showing up at a Free Britney rally,
have I
no,
got
because
some stuff to sell you.
Right? Because that girl is not giving up her paycheck anytime soon. Oh, girl. She knows where her bread is buttered.
Yeah. Also, it just begs... I mean, you don't even need to know the backstory.
No.
If you had, like, let's say we had a Zac Efron rally on Zoom.
Oh my gosh, why did we never think to
I know,
do
right?
that?
We should have done this during the height of staying alone times.
Right.
Had a Zac Efron rally. If Dylan Efron showed up, it was like, hey guys, I think we'd be on to him.
Right. Yeah, so you guys, don't be fooled. That's all I got to say about that. Jamie Lynn Spears is not
so
nobody
not like thinky.
And by the way, can I also just like call out the pranksters who thought that like you dumb
have
Britney show up. I mean, if you're going to have somebody show up, have like,
well, but
do everybody.
I mean, there is a sort of plausible understanding about why they did that, right? Because if like Britney, it's not going to be Britney. Like,
true.
But you could see how her fans would be like, oh my God, it's Jamie Lynn.
But what about
Spears?
Sam Asghari? Like, why would you not have him show up at the rally?
Sure.
For sure he'd show up, right? I mean,
I'm going to do some crunches. I just can't turn on my camera.
All I'm trying to say is you can do better. You can do better at your fake lies, okay?
I just now want to do, I want to celebrity bomb somebody's.
Zoom.
I feel like this is just something we should do.
Just be like fake celebrity bomb.
Yeah, like every time you enter a Zoom, just put on, you know, black screen.
Yeah, because you can just put whatever name you want.
But it should be, again, a plausible celebrity.
Right, like Carrot Top or something.
Yes, exactly. I always wondered what happened to Carrot Top. Well,
look,
he was
in my Zoom.
Our planning meeting last night.
But Bradley, I like the idea of you, you know, because you can just put like a picture there.
Yeah.
So it can be any name in a picture. But I do like the idea of you doing the facial cutouts.
Oh, that was my favorite.
And just sticking your mouth. I have a video of you doing that with Judy Garland.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I think you were singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow or
somewhere
something.
Over the rainbow.
Yeah, that was back when we decorated the
Back when we spent time in the
together
same room.
In the same room. Back when we decorated the studio with our Christmas Judy garland. See what we did
there.
It was
a simpler time.
It was a simpler time. We'll be back together again someday, right? When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show. Bradley, oh, this is actually kind of inspired by Brittany, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to set up the question?
Well, I want to go on a private jet to Hawaii with Brittany because she's been posting some photos of her Hawaii trip with Sam. Mostly because it's Hawaii, but also because I would have a lot of questions for her. But I thought it would be fun if we all just went on a celebrity vacation. Like, who do you want to go on a vacation with? And where are you going to go? So pick your celeb and your destination. It's travel fun when we return.
651-641-1071 after this on My Talk 107.1.